Welcome to the Sugar You Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes with Sugar CRM's admins who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. I've been asked so many times, what's the biggest mistake I've seen new admins make? The biggest mistake that I've seen sugar admins make is not asking why. Asking why seems easy enough. It's just a little word after all. So why don't admins ask the powerful question more often? Probing deeper can be scary for some admins. It smells of confrontation and hints of accusation. Yet, asking why doesn't have to be confrontational or insinuate blame. Depending on how the question is asked, the tone of voice used, and the way it's introduced, and so on. So why ask why? The simple answer is that why questions are useful and provide reason. Admins may find that asking why they are doing things is an efficient means of building understanding before digging deeper into the details. The details can then be better understood and remembered as they are connected to a broader context. That means putting on your business analyst hat and understanding what's behind what you're trying to build, not just how you will implement it, but why you're being asked for it in the first place. Why questions are the type of questions that force one to step back and think more analytically. Do you sometimes get lost in the details that you end up developing a project plan that deviates from the initial project goals? Creeping scope is a common project pitfall. What's the benefit of focusing on specific details if broader goals and objectives are misunderstood? If someone can't articulate why they are doing something, is there any good reason for continuing the action? Failure to answer these most basic questions suggests they should focus on gaining more insight before executing. Let's take a common request. You're asked to add a new module in Sugar. The bulk of your work is actually going to be done in the discovery phase, where you're interviewing stakeholders, talking with users, and understanding how it fits into the business process already in place in your organization. Is this something other business units will use? What will be the new reporting requirements for this new module? When you ask why you're building something, you're trying to understand how it affects the user, how it affects the business unit, how it affects the organization, and how it affects other dependencies. Only after you have gotten a firm grip on all of that and written your plan down on paper do you start actually to build something. In short, I'm a big proponent of measuring twice and cutting once. You might hesitate to push back on requests because it makes you feel like you're saying no. But just building whatever's been requested and not taking the extra time to understand the context means you're missing opportunities to shine. It could be that several business units need to track something similar, and you can actually make a solution that works for everyone across the organization, or give them reports they didn't know they needed. I'm going to leave you with a quote from Benjamin Franklin. All highly competent people continually search for ways to keep learning, growing, and improving. They do that by asking why. After all, the person who knows how will always have a job, but the person who knows why will always be the boss. Hope this episode was helpful. Stay tuned for another episode of Sugar You Admin Podcast, and stay sugar sweet.